today, Be'ez Hashem, we continue in the 8th parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel teaches us as follows. First of all, just to understand what the Mishnah is talking about, it talks about a Chiv Malkus. But the way we talk about the Chiv Malkus is we use the phrase Sofeg Es Ha'arba'im, because the Torah tells us that when you ever have a violation of Los HaSeim, the Torah generally persons Chayiv Malkus, V'haya Im Bin HaKos HaRasha. So the Pasuk says, V'yipilu HaShofet V'yikol Lefan of Kederish HaSopim Mispar, Arba'im Yakenu Lo Yosef, that you're supposed to give him 40 lashes, and you don't give him any more than that. So we darshan the phrase b'mispar arba'im yakenu, that it's not the exact number of 40, but rather it's a mispar that is samuch la'arba'im, which means 39 malkus. That's a mission that appears in Maseches Makos, but we always call it arba'im, sofek es arba'im. So our mission comes to tell us that not only is if someone leads kilei behema in violation of law of losachrosh b'shor b'chamar yachtav, even a person who sits in a wagon that is tied to kilei behema is also in violation of that law in his chayv malkus. Hamanig sofek es arba'im, one who leads kilei behema is chayv malkus, meaning like we explained, cause it's a violation of the sachrosh b'shor b'chamar yachtav vayoshev b'karon sofek es arba'im. But not only that, even if you're just sitting in the wagon, even though you're not leading it, you're just sitting there and the animals are walking and leading and pulling the wagon, that has the same din as being manig, and therefore you're going to be chayiv malkus as well. Rabbi Meir Poter, but Rabbi Meir says that no, if you're sitting in a wagon, you're not chayiv malkus, because according to Rabbi Meir, your sitting doesn't cause anything, doesn't cause the animals to move. We happen to not paskin like Rabbi Meir, and then this last line of the Mishnah is somewhat cryptic, and there are two ways to understand it. Vashlishes sheik shura l'ritzuos asura. So one way to understand it, the way most of the mefarshim understand it, is that if you have a two horses pulling a wagon, and then you tie a donkey onto the straps of the horses, even though the wagon is primarily being pulled by the horses, it's still going to be usur to lead that grouping of animals when they're all tied together. However, the Rambam understands vashlishes is not a third animal, but rather a third wagon, that if after the two normal wagons that a group of animals will pull, you tied on a third animal, and that group of animals is pulling it, and you're sitting only in that third wagon, that's still called a violation of Kilayim, even though your only benefit is all the way in the back in the third wagon. Then Mishnah Dalet tells us as follows, Ein kosher nesasus lo litzidei hakaron, you're not supposed to tie a horse to the sides of a wagon that's being pulled by oxen, v'lola achra karon, nor even behind a wagon that's being pulled by oxen, because at some point the horse may push and therefore help in the moving of that wagon, v'lo esaluvdikim legamalim, you also can't attach luvdikim, which are very large donkey type animals, to camels, even though luvdikim and camels are very similar to each other, and the point is that even though they're similar to each other, they are not the same min. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kalan Alad Min Asus, Rabbi Yehuda says anything that's born from a female horse, Afal Pi Shavi and Chamar, even though the male is a Chamar, is Mutar and Zeh Im Zeh, are going to be Mutar with each other. So if you have one animal whose mommy is a horse and daddy is a horse, and another animal's mommy is a horse and daddy is a Chamar, they are not clying with each other, because both of them, we always look at the aim. We're not Choshesh Lezera Ha'av. Similarly, if mommy is a donkey, even though daddy is a horse, it can be mated with other donkeys. But if the mommies are different, if one's mommy is a horse and the other one's mommy is a donkey, then they're going to be usher to mate with each other, and that's what in fact we paskin, because we look at the zera ha'aim and not the zera ha'av. We only look at the mother, we do not look at the father. So again, Mishnah Gimel taught us that that one is Chayiv Malkus both for leading Klayim and for sitting in the wagon as it's being pulled by Klayim, and even if you're in the third wagon, that's all the way in the back. Mishnah Dalet taught us that even if the animal of a different min is tied onto the side, or if it's even pushing from the back, it's also going to be an Isser Klayim, and that when it comes to the Isser of Kilei Behema, we look at the mother, we do not look at the father. So anything that's nolad min hasus can be together with anything else that's Solomon Asus, if the mother is a sus, or if the mother is a chamor, that's all we're going to be concerned about. Okay, Beth Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Hey.